Sarah Jade on Hot 91. Well, tomorrow night is the fourth episode of The Beauty and the Geek. It goes to air on Nine. And as the host of the show, I've got the gorgeous Sophie Monk on the line with me now. Welcome to Hot Weekender, Sophie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sophie, I'm just going to call it straight up. I reckon this is the best Beauty and the Geek series ever so far.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm absolutely loving it and I'm 100% hooked already. Now, talk to me as the host. How have you been feeling about this series and what's the emotional kind of roller coaster you go on with these guys?
I feel it like they do because I spend so much time with them and I'm crying a lot. Like, I had to hide my face with my hair at one point because I was just in tears sobbing towards the end. Because happy tears, it's just such an emotional thing. A lot of the geeks have been treated so poorly and they just feel so much better about themselves. Like, all of them came off the show saying it's changed their life forever.
Isn't that amazing?
And,
you know, when you're watching it, obviously you host the show, but you do wonder behind the scenes how much you're there and how much you're experiencing with them that, of course, doesn't go to air. You must get to know them quite a bit. Is this one of your favourites, do you think, so far?
It definitely is because everyone's so sweet and there's no, you know, malicious, ness in it. It's just perfect. Like, so to go to work and everything's positive all the time and everyone's really happy is so refreshing because a lot of reality shows aren't like that, you know. So I think it's just fun. I'm laughing all day long with them and then, you're crying with them.
I can just imagine. I must admit the last episode that went to air, I don't know if it's just because obviously I'm in radio. I found it hilarious when you threw them all on live radio to do their own radio show. Probably my favourite episode so far. And I noticed that you guys were, like, you were cacking yourself the whole time. So you must just be on a real high when you get to do stuff like that.
Oh, there's another one where they're wrestling and the audience don't know. And they said, oh, you can step out if you want. And I went, I would pay money to watch this. It was so entertaining and hilarious. So there's heaps of good challenges like that where you laugh out loud.
And I'm sure all those challenges are yet to come now because obviously filming is a wrap for you guys because it finished up around March, is that right?
Yeah. So we skipped all COVID stuff, which is good.
Yeah, nice. Well played. Hey, Sophie, so at this stage, I mean, look, Lockie's sort of emerging as a bit of a crowd favourite and that sort of thing. But at this stage when you were filming, who were you sort of drawn to the most? Early days?
It's hard to say because I love all of them, but I think as entertainment, Lachlan, for me, he's just so innocent and he's very black and white and not a bad bone in his body, but he just makes me laugh a lot as well, you know, but then he will have you in tears a lot throughout the season.
He's got a lot of character and he did all right on radio too, I might add. So, Sophie, also any kind of hints and tips, like what sort of challenges, are there any kind of things left afield that we might not be expecting to happen on the show?
I think that makeovers they'll surprise you, like blow you away. Like, so that's tomorrow night, which is exciting.
And so how much do you get to get involved with that, Sophie?
Well, no, not with that. With everything else, I organise that they're getting one, but then it's up to a team of people to put it together for them.
Nice.
And they come out and they just are so proud. And they are like, my mouth, I saw the promo. It looked like I could fit, well, I can fit my fist in my mouth, I'm not going to lie. So I've got a big mouth anyway. But it's like my jaw just dropped. Like, it's crazy.
It is going to be a good one. And I cannot wait to watch it. It's all happening again, of course, tomorrow night. Starts at 7. Also Monday, Tuesday nights from 7:30 on Channel 9. Sophie Monk, we've enjoyed watching it so far. Thanks so much for coming on Hot Weekender.
Oh, thank you.
Ed Sheeran with Bad Habits. You're on Hot 91.